Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Wednesday, my sisters. I am so glad to be here with you today to get to start this day right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is God Get in the Middle. Our scripture for today is Romans 8, verse 26. It says, "The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us." Within that verse are three words that generally keep me awake at night. The three words are, "We don't know." I like to know, don't you? I like to know. I like to know exactly what I should be praying for. I like to know what I should be doing. I like to know how it's all gonna work out. And when I don't like to admit it. I'm a natural born optimist. It's how God made me. I'm die hard, glass half full kind of girl. And when you come to me with an empty glass and ask me how it's going to be filled, I want to tell you 100 different ways it could happen for you. But ultimately, what I have to say is, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm currently praying for my Big Life sisters who are facing such uncertain times. One who is awaiting the news if the embryo transfer was successful for them to finally have a baby. Another whose beautiful young daughter is battling depression and anxiety. One who has brain cancer. One whose husband is having an affair, and a teenage listener who has lost her will to survive. I don't know how this is all going to work out. I don't know how it's going to be okay. I don't know how they're going to make it through. I don't know. Do you? And maybe I don't know exactly what you're going through. And I don't know how it's going to work out. And you don't either. And we're like the blind leading the blind, grasping at straws, making assumptions, and hoping something, anything will work. But ultimately, we don't know. We don't even know what to pray for. And it is this way by design. When we can do it on our own, we will. Watch a child learning how to walk. They want the security of your hand to steady them. And once they have their balance and they can do it on their own, they resist any help. Like, "Don't touch me. Look, Ma. No hands, running wild." And we are the same way. When we feel we can do this life on our own, we push God away and say, "Hey, I'll do this myself. I got this figured out." So God takes a step back and says, "Well, this isn't going to end well." But what a loving father he is, continuing to keep his eye on us even when we have pushed him away, standing by ready to rescue us, pick us up, and put us on our feet again. There is no room for God in a mind and will that's full of self. It's when we know that we don't know that we lean into him. It's at the end of our rope where we usually find God. It's at our rock bottom where the rock becomes our firm foundation. It's when life gets dark that we ask God to get in the middle. But is there an easier way than coming to the end of our rope and hitting that desperate rock bottom? Yes, actually. we can just admit right here, right now, wherever we are, that we don't have this thing figured out. We don't have it all together. And God, if you don't do it, it can't be done. Will you just admit that today? You don't know. And you're dependent upon God. I'm nothing without God. I do not know what to do. God, I am looking to you for your guidance. I'm asking you to guide my steps. I'm asking you to make my path straight. I'm asking you, what should I even be praying for? I admit, I don't know. And this is where God says, ah, girl, now I can work. Why? Because we are finally humbled. This is where God's glory falls, in the middle, in the uncertainty, in the chaos, in the frustration. Is that where you are? In the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the uncertainty, in the middle of the frustration? Oh, God's glory falls here. So here's our prayer for this day. Simply, God, get in the middle of this. Get all up in the middle of this, God. Let me get out of the way so you can have your way. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't even know what to pray here, God. So I came upon this scripture today in the Message translation, and wow, does it ever speak to me? And maybe this is exactly what you need today as well. It's the same scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 26, but we're going to read all the way through to verse 28. So again, Romans 8, 26 through 28 in the Message translation. Listen to this. The moment we get tired in the waiting, anybody tired in the waiting? You've been waiting and you're getting tired. So it says, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs. Anybody? Just that wordless sigh, that God makes prayer out of that, honey, out of our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Wow. I encourage you, either grab the transcript of today's episode or just Google Romans 8, 26 and 20 through 28 in the Message translation. And read that word for word. The moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us. If you don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He will turn your sigh into prayer. Oh, listen to me, sister. God has made provision for your uncertainty and your confusion. He's got you covered. This is where the Holy Spirit can step in and take over. So you're in this place of, I don't even know. I don't even know. That's a real place. I find myself there a lot. Great. That's where God wants you. Now you are humbled, and now you are ready, and now you can be led by His Spirit. He has exactly what you need, even when you don't know what you need. So today, God, get in the middle of this. Help us in our weakness. Faith is trusting God when you don't understand. And there's a whole lot we don't understand right now. And for that, we have faith and God's Spirit. So for all my girls going through some stuff in life, and maybe it's you personally, or maybe it's your kids are going through things, or maybe it's your mama or your daddy or your friends, your circle. You're going through some stuff and you don't even know how to pray. You know, if we just come before God right now and humble ourselves and just say, hey, God, I don't even know how to pray over this. That sigh right there, that's where God's Spirit says, ah, I got you. I'll turn that into prayer. So you want to sigh with me this morning? Don't even have the words? Well, let's start with gratitude and then let's sigh and let's let God's Spirit do its work. All right? Join me. Come on. I'll lead you. Hey, God, good morning. We are so grateful that you have given us life today. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, God, for every good thing you have done for us, every good thing you have given us, and everything that is still being worked together for good. I thank you, God. We come this morning with uncertainties and hardships and confusion and chaos, things we don't understand and things we don't see our way through. And God, we don't even know how to pray about it. I don't even know where to start. So God, here's what we bring this morning. We bring our sigh. Use that sigh, God. Your Spirit turns that sigh of our uncertainty and our surrender into prayer. Lord, you know. And we just ask that you get all in the middle of this. We surrender to you. We do not know. But we trust you, God. And I thank you in advance for what you are doing that we don't see and we don't understand. But God, I know you're working and I thank you for that. Lord, I am grateful for every soul you have brought to hear these words right now around the world, what you are doing. I thank you for these lives. I pray, God, for your provision for today for each one and your protection over our families. We are so grateful. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, my friends, it is such an honor getting to share this time here with you. I love our time together. So thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for listening. I want to personally invite you in. I have just opened up some additional spots within our mentoring program. It's called Big Life Mentoring, where I mentor over 500 women each month. And I have new spots available that I just opened up yesterday. They will probably sell out very quick for our March theme. So I want to personally invite you. The theme for March is Alive. This is a 31-day quest to be fully alive when you're alive. Pretty freaking amazing, right? And it's going to be. And you can grab your spot right now. We sell out quickly every month. So you're going to want to grab it quick. BigLifeMentoring.com is the website. We'll give you all the details there. We have the lineup for the entire series coming for Alive. Week one is Living and Living. Week two is One and One, O-N-E and W-O-N. Week three is Risks and Rewards. And week four is Milestones and Moments. As your mentor, I'm going to guide you through this 31-day journey with a life-changing perspective. Anybody need that? A life-changing perspective on your days. And I'm going to equip you with the tools to start living more of the life you really want. If that sounds like something you're ready for, get on over there, girl. Check it out, biglifementoring.com. The cost is $29 for the entire month. Less than $1 a day. You're worth it, and it might just change your life. So check it out. You and I can be texting each other today. It could be happening. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day of life. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.